Good afternoon. High pressure, which brought us sunshine and a cold start this morning, is retreating off the eastern seaboard. High to mid-level clouds are already streaming into interior New York and New England from the west. The clouds will tend to lower and thicken today in advance of the next weak disturbance heading through the Midwest and Great Lakes and in our direction. Light snow is also breaking out from west to east and will move into the region as we approach the late afternoon and evening commute. Most locations will get just a dusting of snow, with temperatures topping out in the middle and upper 20s. The snow will tend to lift to the north of I-90 during the evening and overnight hours and be more persistent in these locations, with just a few scattered rain and snow showers to the south and minimal additional accumulation. But across parts of the Adirondacks, the upper Hudson Valley, northern New York, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, with more occasional snow showers towards sunrise tomorrow, we could see an additional 1 to 3 inches of snow, with as much as 4 inches across the highest terrain. As we get into the day tomorrow, even milder air will flow in on a south-southwest wind flow, so any morning snow showers will change over to some rain showers across most of the area by the afternoon. Still, some of the highest terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains will stick with some snow, with temperatures in the lower 30s, while everyone else climbs into the lower 40s. A wave of low pressure will head in our direction from the southeastern United States on Saturday night and into Sunday. This will keep the unsettled weather in place. In fact, rain showers will be common Saturday night as temperatures hold above freezing, exceptions, of course, being across the highest terrain. And on Sunday, with some cold air across the high terrain, a mix of some snow and sleet, but most everyone else on Sunday will have rain showers and high temperatures near 40. With the milder air moving in across the weekend, locally dense fog is possible from location to location. The system will clear out for the early part of next week, and we'll go back to some sunshine on Monday and for Tuesday, with highs dipping back into the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, snow has been falling in Chicago to Detroit today with winter storm warnings in effect. The snow will gradually wind down for the Great Lakes from west to east as it heads in this direction. Meanwhile, an Arctic front currently near the Continental Divide and extending across the Central Plains will continue sagging farther to the south over the next couple of days. This will ensure a steady supply of very cold weather across the northern tier of the nation from Montana to Wisconsin, with sub-zero lows and highs in the single digits and teens. And mild weather will continue across California and the southwest with no rain or snow. It'll also be mild for the Gulf Coast and especially Florida, with the front expected to stall and then lift back north as a warm front. This front will bring widespread moderate to locally heavy rain from Louisiana to the mid-Atlantic going into the weekend ahead of that front. Rainfall amounts on the order of 1 to 3 inches are likely at this time, and flash flood watches have been issued. For those traveling across the Northeast today, increasing clouds in New York City in the mid-30s, Boston increasing clouds in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, 1 to 3 inches of snow today, with highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low, 16. The record high, 57, set in 1925, and the record low, 20 below zero, in 1934. Sunrise this morning, 7 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:19 p.m., 10 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with light snow developing toward evening, with highs in the lower 20s. More light snow tonight with lows near 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with light snow developing toward evening and highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight with lows around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with light snow developing toward evening and highs in the mid-20s. Light snow tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Increasing clouds with light snow developing toward evening and highs in the upper 20s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with light snow developing toward evening and highs in the upper 20s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with some rain and snow showers in the morning. Rain showers in the afternoon with areas of fog lower 40s. More rain showers Sunday, perhaps some snow showers in the mountains. Also some fog near 40. Increasing sunshine Monday back into the 30s. Lower 30s with mostly cloudy skies Tuesday. Lower 40s with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, and a chance of rain showers in the mid-40s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.